After 31 years with the Seattle Police Department, Jim Pugel is leaving, but he has no plans to retire. As assistant chief, Pugel oversaw SPD's investigations. He was appointed interim chief under former Mayor Mike McGinn. Pugel stepped down from that job in January when Mayor Ed Murray replaced him with Harry Bailey during the search for a permanent chief. Pugel says he plans to continue his work on drug policy reform. He told KUOW's Amy Radel he wants to replicate the project he started in Seattle, which steers addicts and low-level offenders towards services rather than arresting them.
It's the police officer that's out there on the street every day, all day long, all night long. They know who the criminals are, and they know who the addicts are. And we as leaders have to do a better job as far as delineating between the two and treating addiction as a public health issue. Certainly, it's against the law to possess certain drugs at certain levels or to deal them. And while respecting those, unless or until those laws are changed, we have to, as police leaders, as community leaders, as informed community members, we have to take a better approach and a more pragmatic approach and delineate between addiction and crime.
Do you see yourself ever wanting to work, you know, within a police department again?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. I think it's in my bones. You know, it's something, I think it's a very noble profession. It's a very, it's fraught with uncertainty. It's fraught with with mistakes, but it's also just a tremendous profession where you can do a lot to improve your community and sounds like a platitude, but really serve others.
And so would you think of applying for the new permanent chief position at SPD?
I don't think this time around, I don't think it would be a practical thing to do. 31 years in one place is a long time. I think, though, that the search will attract some very high-quality people, regardless of what we feel or know, based on what we hear in the media about the Seattle Police Department. It's viewed nationwide and, to a degree, worldwide as a very progressive, very innovative, and very good police department. That's not saying that we don't have to work on the issues that have been addressed by the Department of Justice, and we certainly are. But it is a very good police department.
You mentioned the WTO protests, I think, in your kind of farewell letter. What are the episodes that you've been part of and that you've been part of as a police officer that will stay the most in your memory?
I think the WTO was fascinating. I was just promoted to captain 3 months before, 4 months before. And because it was supposed to happen downtown, and because the then leaders were convinced that it was a small, quaint international trade fair that was just going to be in the convention center, they put me in charge of all the officers on the street. And as we got closer and closer, we started realizing that this was going to be a lot bigger. No one ever anticipated that it was going to be what it was. I still stay in touch from time to time with some of the protest organizers, and even they said it was a perfect storm. No one anticipated for it, and it indeed was a harbinger event. Since that time, most protests have been highly organized, like the WTO was. The WTO was the first one where they used handheld walkie-talkies. They brought in their own radio station to transmit. There was a lot of information technology that was used by the protesters to organize. And so it was just a huge change, and not the only the way that police worked in civil unrest, but also how protesters organized. So it was fascinating history.
What words of advice would you have for the next chief of the Seattle Police Department?
I think being as transparent, I know that word's overused, but being as transparent as possible and always being able to admit when you've done something wrong and admit when you've done something right.